This is Indiana Public Radio News. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Students are now home for the holidays from the Ball State campus. Grades, miraculously, have just been finished, and it's almost time for students, faculty, and staff to take a long winter's nap. So before he dozes off for that nap, we welcome back to the Ball State Update President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome and happy holidays to you.
And happy holidays to you, Stan, and to all of your listeners. Good morning.
Good morning. And you might have another reason for taking a long winter's nap, because it may have something to do with painkillers, because I understand that over Thanksgiving, you broke an ankle in three places, and I understand it had to do with ping pong?
Yes. So on Thanksgiving afternoon, before being able to enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner, I was playing ping pong here at Bracken House with my son, Jeffrey, and managed to dislocate my left ankle and break it in three places. So my Thanksgiving was not the best, not the best afternoon and evening, but thanks to the great folks and the EMTs at the Muncie Fire Department and the wonderful staff at Ball Memorial Hospital, and then had surgery a few days later at Central Indiana Orthopedics, my ankle is on the mend. It's going to be a while till I fully recover, but I'm in a boot and making good progress. Thank you for asking, and thank you to all of the folks who are out there. I've received many cards and letters and calls and text messages. So grateful to everyone who has shared words of encouragement and support.
Now, you're a runner, so this is going to hobble those plans for a while. When do you expect to get back out on the trail?
Well, so what the doctors and the surgeons have told me is that it'll probably be at least another two, maybe another 3 months before they would encourage me to actually do any kind of impact like running. But I hope maybe in a month or so I can use a stationary bike and begin to do some physical therapy and begin walking, because I think you know, Stan, love being outside in all of the four seasons. And so I've been confined pretty much here to Bracken House and a couple of events on campus. But it'll be a while before I can start running again. But I'm going to be a patient to make sure that my recovery is a good one.
And compliance is crucial. So I'm sure you'll be a good patient there, right?
Yes.
All right. One of the places that would be fun to walk to would be the Village, not too terribly far away from your office. And that would be the location of the new Performing Arts Center. Ball State received a $35 million grant from the Lilly Endowment in Indianapolis toward Village revitalization, including that center. Could you spell out for us what all that means right now?
Certainly. So we're very grateful to the Lilly Endowment for their extraordinary investment in our plan to revitalize the Village. They've given us a philanthropic grant of $35 million, as you say, which is by far the largest gift or commitment in the history of Ball State University. And it's the largest grant that they've given to any institution in the state as part of one of their new initiatives. So grateful to them. It will enable us to expedite the design and construction of the Performing Arts Center. It will also enable us to make certain contributions to other elements of our plan. And so going forward, we will be presenting to our Board of Trustees in late January, a series of contracts and arrangements connected to the Village. Once we obtain the approval from our Board of Trustees, we need to get some state approvals. And assuming that we meet all of those deadlines, I would anticipate, Stan, by next fall, sometime September, October timeframe, that we'll have shovels in the ground for the beginning of the construction of three of the specific projects there: the Performing Arts Center, the new Tapestry by Hilton Hotel, and the new Innovation Center, which will be located just to the south of the new Alderdice Gate. So the overall project is about $175 million project. So $35 million from the Lilly Endowment is an extraordinary commitment to this plan.
What item or structure or program might we not know about that this grant would propel?
Well, the grant, as I mentioned, will help us with the Performing Arts Center and the Innovation Center. It will also help us with some of the infrastructure, and it will also help us. The city has plans to build some kind of a connector bike path between the Village and downtown. It's important that our revitalization plan for the village complements some of the good work and progress that's been made downtown over the last 10 years. And so we want to build a connector, either bike path, bike walk path. And so some of the resources from Lilly will help make that project feasible as well.
We have about a minute and a half left, and it's just enough time for you to work in a holiday message, especially to our students, now that they have a little bit of time to dust off from the fall semester. What would you have to say to them over this holiday break?
Well, certainly, I hope that they take advantage of this time between the two semesters to recharge their batteries, but also to take time to be with their family and friends. I think all of us in the holiday season draw energy and support and encouragement from those people who are close to us, who care for us, who encourage us. So I would encourage them to cherish that time with family and friends, and so bring that spirit back to campus when they come to campus the second week of January, so that they continue to be on a successful path to completion. You know, as we've talked about before, Stan, we had a very large freshman class. We're seeing an uptick in retention numbers as well. The registration for our spring semester is exceeding our current fiscal budget. So that's positive as well. So there's a lot of momentum on campus. And as I said, I hope our faculty and staff also get a time to recharge their batteries, to take advantage of the beneficence days approved by our board, so that they also come back with renewed energy to continue their commitment to our students.
I second that motion. President Jeff Mearns, on the mend from that Thanksgiving barn burner of a ping pong match. Glad that you're on the mend. Glad to talk with you, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Good to be with you, Stan, and happy holidays and best wishes to all of your listeners this morning.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.